Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Where did you bring your lightsaber?
You get it.
That's how I initiate people.
Toast? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do it. Okay. Cheers.
I'm using my knowledge to help struggling small business owners make it in this competitive world.
Chris Williams works in an industry where unprofessionalism runs rampant. His biggest problem? Getting out of bed.
Gotta get up. I gotta be professional today. I gotta comb my hair. It's gonna be challenging.
Oh, because you have to get up?
Well, even if you work from home or not, it's just that discipline of getting up and working for someone else. Or if you're staying at home, you're working for yourself in a way, but you gotta get out of your pajamas to feel professional.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm gonna stop talking.
No, don't. That's good. This is the good
stuff.
Okay,
we can start recording now.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Now, take two.
It was a bit of a rocky start as my nerves kept getting in the way.
I went to school online, and it took me a long time to discipline and figure out what it was that the teachers wanted. My last class, quantum research methods in communications, coding responses in a spreadsheet, math. I had to retake it like 3 times. The last time, I just emailed the teacher. The last class I need for my degree. Can you just like help me out? Give me a C. Still turned everything in, but like I'm just not a math person.
I'm not good with numbers. That's why I'm in marketing and sales.
Well, money's different.
I always know how much is in my bank account, but that's the only math I know.
Yeah, I always know because it's nothing.
In my savings and my 401ks.
Yeah, I think my parents have that going for them.
And at the end of the day, I wanted to see if John planned to keep using my sales method.
You have like a certain percentage that you allocate sales?
It depends on the winery. We usually have a minimum that goes towards the property that we're at.
So you pay the venue?
No, so there's a minimum they're required to. And then out of ticket sales goes against the minimum.
There's a minimum of people to attend?
So, yeah.
Or is there a drink minimum?
No, it's just tickets. So the restaurant now is going to help us market. They're like, hey, let's meet this minimum. And so if I sell $250 in tickets and they sell $250 in tickets, then they don't owe anything. But if we all just only sell $375, they owe me $125. So I'm always making $500. And that's just an example.
Sorry, I'm confused. Math?
You do this for a living, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll leave you guys to work out the details, I guess.
Okay.
You could take it from here.
You ever have people are like, can you book me? And like, they're really nice people, but like.
Producing is the toughest part of the game. And what I was talking about earlier, making that residual, making the working less.
Yeah.
Making more. Being a producer, you don't have to find so many stages. You just got to sell out the show.
How do you invite people to be on a show? Is it through an online medium?
Usually Facebook.
Yeah, that's a professional approach. Like, you don't go up to 2 comics.
No, it's usually through Facebook messaging private, or if I have their text number.
You'd make a good model. You're very beautiful.
You're doing your first open mic soon, aren't you?
My first open. Oh, yeah.
Where at? Where's this going to
be at? Sinbad's.
Plug it, girl. Plug it.
Sinbad's, San Marcos. If you're listening from another country, make sure you fly in for this open mic. It's going to be amazing. Sinbad's, San Marcos on the 25th at 8:30.
My mission was to attract more tourists. If you're visiting, there's nothing more exciting than seeing the magic up close.
So how do you find these venues and how do you convince them?
I can't tell you those secrets.
Come on, man. You got to help me.
Facebook. They start texting me saying I've been following you and I'm like, you creep.
Yeah, like me. That's what I did.
Don't worry. I brought my can of mace. I brought.
It's cool. Most people like it.
I brought my little spray mace jar.
Occasionally, they'll say stop.
Why was there all that plastic in the back of your car? I just wanted to ask you that.
Plastic?
For body wrapping people.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Never mind. Dexter fans would get it.
I mummify people with plastic wrap. Maybe I'll do Dexter theme. I've never seen it.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I don't want to get into it.
You don't want to get into what?
Dexter.
Your fantasies? You don't want to tell me your secrets. You don't want to talk
about
them.
No, I don't want to tell you my fantasies because I'm in them.
Oh, okay.
I don't like my fantasies.
Oh, see, I'm not in mine. I'm like a third party, just like standing there.
So I always like to begin with some small talk to break the ice and make the other person comfortable.
I just want to get raped by a really rich guy. That's, like, ideal for me.
Where's Richard Gere when you need him, right? Pretty Woman. That's a Pretty Woman joke. I don't know if millennials get it.
I don't watch TV because I'm too busy editing all the time.
This is a movie from 1989, so.
Okay, so I was almost born.
You know who Julia Roberts is?
I do. She's my mom.
I was going to say, you look like Julia fucking
Roberts. I've been told that before.
So is that enough small talk to make you comfortable?
So tell me more about your business here.
I'm trying to create a membership where I can give a producer my whole entire checklist of everything I do from beginning to end to branding to email marketing to what to say and how to approach small business places as clients. You don't call them gigs or I got this place and let it run out. You treat the owners or the management just as they're your family. It takes one business and then that business in their industry is going to go start talking.
So what I'm suggesting is a complete rebranding of you as the ghost realtor.
Do you want to open a comedy club?
If I were to run a club, it would be a different theme every single night, like business mixer one night and comedy. Next night would be for like nonprofit organizations, like, hey, if you're a member of Rotary Club.
Oh, meetup would be a good platform.
If you're a chamber of commerce, it's chamber night, you know, and it's always clean comedy during those nights. But the weekend we get raw and unedited.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm at on the weekend.
It seemed like I only had one option left, to start a film festival of my own.
Have you ever had a time where like a comic hasn't taken it professionally, got like super shit faced?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah.
And did you ever ask them to be on a show again after that? No. Are they still alive?
You didn't hurt her or anything, right?
No.
Okay. Because she looks like she's almost dead.
I'm very forgiving than some other producers. There's this common rule out there, 6 months of blacklist.
Oh, really? Okay, so I'll just wait to go back to ACC for, I don't know, 5 more months.
I've had some comics tell me, F you, Chris, from the stage, meaning fuck you.
No, I know what that means.
And everybody looked at me like, should we be laughing, Chris?
Let me distract them while you figure this out.
Did you just turn off the mic? That's probably what I would have done.
No, that's okay. I just remember. And I forgive. And I forget. I'm too easy. The worst thing you can do is cancel the day of.
So how do I get out of this?
If you had COVID and you came up with
a doctor's note.
Whatever. I'm not going to like say your blacklist is because of COVID, but just other stuff. A headliner canceling or because they got a better gig.
Oh, you want a refund?
Yeah.
I had anticipated that people might want their money back. So I came up with a plan that would hopefully make them reconsider.
But don't you have people that would, like, gladly fill in for these people?
Oh, yeah, of course I do.
But they're like, surprise!
Of course. But here you are marketing for 2 weeks, and then the week of, they get a way better paid gig.
A classic game of cat and mouse.
That hurts. You know, I'm just saying, there's things that people are going to go through that they're going to say, I quit. But you can't throw in the towel. You have to have a group of people that are ready to go for your backup.
It might not have been an Oscar-worthy performance, but our first customer of the day left happy.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Have a nice day.
And I'm just putting these comics together on stage after stage to say, okay, they know how to carry a crowd. So that's what I'm looking for.
And there's some comics, if you listen to their set, it's not that great, but they have that connection with the people in the audience, and that's really cool. It's something that I'm just, like, started figuring out. If you are really present, there's a lot of feedback that you can work with. It just makes it so much more funny. They can relate to it because it's right there.
Yeah, the open mics and just regular mics are just so different.
I've done hosting at the Grand in El Cajon.
I've been up there many times.
I loved it. Like, it was so much fun. It was, like, so my element because I like to build off of other people's sets. And, like, it's short little. It's kind of a lot of work because you're constantly going up. But, like, it's so fun. I like hosting.
I have a great coach, Brian April. Lisa Gilbert's been a big inspiration to me.
Who's your favorite local comic?
I want to make sure I say it right without insulting anyone.
And that meant I needed to find a reliable polygraph machine for him to use.
Without insulting the person? Is there an easier name that you can pronounce?
No. I'm just saying not trying to show favoritism.
Everyone has favorites. You're saying you don't have favorites, but then you have a headliner. That's a favorite, is it not?
I have a list of 145 names that I've...
Of comics?
Of comics that I've sorted out between headliner, host, features, openers.
I saw that you host for most of your shows. Is that all of them? Or?
Yeah, it helps me with practice. So those are like my open mics. So like my very first time at a client's place, I'll host. And then the next month, I'll be a regular spot. And then I take a break.
And then you become headliner.
And then I become a host again. Oh, I'm working on headliner. I don't think I got it yet, but I've made it to 15 minutes once without notes. So
that's good. Probably do 10 minutes without notes.
But that's just me rambling, and I keep losing myself in my jokes.
Sometimes, like, you hope for, like, something to build off of with the crowd work, and, like, sometimes it's just not there, and you have to go back to, like, your script, which is... It's all learning, but I feel like I'm not getting enough stage time at my open mics that I go to, so...
Open mics are tough, too, because sometimes it's not a real audience.
Yeah, but if you can make that audience laugh.
If you can make comics laugh, that's good. The years of just trying to get them to laugh, you know. Some would stick around like, Chris, you're horrible. Chris, keep going. Chris, build on this. Here's a good joke. So I was always trying to get open micers to laugh. And then when I get in front of a real audience.
That's why I love ACC. I feel like it's like a cheating because like they have such a good like audience. And I don't know if it's like the venue setup.
Place.
I love it, too. I miss, like, going... I was going up,
Nathan
like...
Nathan Donovan's one of my favorite hosts of all time.
Really? I mean, no comment. I'm just bad with rejection, so he doesn't like me.
Oh.
I'm upset about it, but that's okay. I mean, one day, maybe I'll have a dick or something.
You know what? Forget Nathan Donovan, then, man. Forget him.
I mean, I probably won't.
You know, there's some people that don't like me, and I don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, so. I do, though, so...
Yeah, and I try to ask for forgiveness. I'm like, sorry, what am I doing? I'm not going to win anybody over. I can't.
Exactly.
I can't.
That's my problem, too, is like, if after I say sorry, I like expect everything to just go away, and then it doesn't.
Yeah, I'm just like, whatever, it's okay.
If you want to hold your petty grudges, feel free.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be the funniest person on the planet, and then maybe, Jesus. Maybe. Like, this is my boy. I got three groupies up in the club. I'm a star guy. Them seven bitches. Crimps like mine. When I step, you see that shit shine. Not in the face again, my friend, don't get offended. Okay, I'm the realest girl in the game, and no, I ain't pretending. Yeah, I got no car, but I'm a star, okay? Them seven digit numbers rolling, they're not that far away, alright. I don't sing, but I do more thing. I don't dance, I just scream. It's the alien sobering.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.